Support for this program by the Alaska Native Heritage Center. Experience more than 10,000 years of history and culture through art, dance, film, and more. Exploring your home state is the COVID-safe way to enjoy the summer.
This is National Native News. I'm Trip Krause, in for Antonia Gonzalez. The Minnesota Pollution Control Agency says more drilling fluid has been released along the Line 3 oil pipeline project than previously reported. Minnesota Public Radio reported that between June 8th and August 5th, there were 28 releases at 12 river crossing locations. The drilling fluid is not considered toxic, but could impact water life. A treaty rights attorney has filed a lawsuit against Enbridge's Line 3 project in White Earth Nation Tribal Court, and the lead plaintiff is Wild Rice. The lawsuit lists the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources as a defendant, and Manuman, or Wild Rice, several White Earth tribal members and Line 3 protesters as plaintiffs. The lawsuit alleges that the state of Minnesota is failing to protect the state's waters, is endangering the crop, and violating tribal members' treaty rights to harvest it. Line 3 begins in Alberta and clips into the corner of North Dakota before crossing through northern Minnesota to Superior, Wisconsin, and the Enbridge Terminal. Earlier this summer, a South Dakota working group developed proposed K-12 standards for education in the state. The Forum News Service reported that more than 40 South Dakota teachers and experts suggested requirements intended to boost the understanding of Native Americans for South Dakota students. But the South Dakota's Department of Education released standards that changed those recommendations, removing or diluting focus on Indigenous history, according to the news service. The standards will face four public hearings beginning in September. This fall, Salish Kootenai College on the Flathead Reservation is welcoming its first class of nursing students to an expanded four-year program. The program is now the nation's only four-year tribal program. Taylor Stagner with Yellowstone Public Radio News has more.
The new four-year program has over 100 students enroll in the fall semester. The college's two-year program had been around for decades. There were long wait lists, and so the administration decided to create an expanded program with a less restrictive admissions process. Sandra Boham is the president of the Salish Kootenai College. She says the program's focus on cultural sensitivity when serving Indigenous communities is what sets it apart from other programs.
And that understanding, we know that every tribe is unique and distinct, but it's training your eye to look for that and to look at how you're delivering care and listen to what people are saying or not saying or how they're saying it and catching those cultural cues.
Boham says since Indigenous people are more likely to be affected by the COVID-19 pandemic, the need for culturally sensitive workers providing care is more important than ever. For National Native News, I'm Taylor Stagner.
The state of Maine will transfer ownership of a 3.2-acre parcel of land located in Medibamps back to the Passamaquoddy tribe. The land is located on Passamaquoddy ancestral lands and was used to travel by canoe for millennia. The Penobscot Nation plans to take its case and claim to water rights against the state of Maine to the U.S. Supreme Court. The Penobscot and the state of Maine are at odds over who has the power to regulate water quality and sustenance fishing on the Penobscot River. For nearly a decade, the tribe argued in court that it had the right to regulate fishing, boating, and other recreation on the river. However, in a 3-2 en banc decision in July, the First Circuit Court of Appeals ruled against the Penobscot Nation, saying that the river belongs to the state and not the tribe. The tribe now plans to petition the U.S. Supreme Court to hear the case. At its annual meeting, the American Bar Association's policymaking body voted in favor of a resolution to support an Interior Department investigation into federal boarding schools. The resolution supports legislation that would create a federal commission to investigate and document the schools. Professional basketball player LeBron James will produce a Native American basketball film for Netflix. Resball will explore basketball in the Navajo Nation Reservation. Dene filmmaker Sydney Freeland will direct the sports drama, as well as co-write with Reservation Dogs co-creator Sterling Harjo. For National Native News, I'm Trip Krause.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This reminder to get your COVID-19 vaccination is provided by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who support this show. Info at aaip.org or cdc.gov/coronavirus. Support by BNSF Railway, proudly supporting the nation's economy by moving the goods that feed, supply, and power communities across the country. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.